Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom!
That is always what we want, and we've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark and Kim. Great to be with you.
Are you snowed in out there in beautiful Defiance this morning?
Yeah, happily so, you know. So unlike MoDOT, we saw it coming, and we made sure we were here on the farm when the snow hit. And actually, I got a new snow plow this year after last year's snow craziness, and it was fun to get it out and plow. My driveway is about 3/4 mile long, so it was fun to get out there and plow my street.
Nice. So, maybe you can teach him some lessons at MoDOT.
I was going to say, how do you, John, know more than the Missouri Department of Transportation about the timing of yesterday's storm?
Exactly. No, I just, I don't listen to experts. I just look out my back window and act accordingly.
Makes sense. You know, I was thinking, I listened to the Odyssey app on the way back yesterday. I was in Branson this weekend and had to drive back yesterday as the weather got increasingly worse as I got closer to St. Louis. But what I heard repeatedly on our radio station are the ads. Now, I don't know if you knew this or not, but on December 1st, sports betting went live. There's no way you can miss it. Like every other commercial now is a sports betting commercial.
Yeah, it's sadly so. Only 50.1% of the Missourians voted for this illegal gambling, and so it's not exactly as if Missourians were overwhelmingly in support of this thing. And you see all these ads. You wonder if they actually did the ballot initiative today. It would probably fail because people are so sick of all the ads.
Yeah, that's true. And again, as I've said before, I don't have any problem with people gambling. I was not happy with the way the campaign was run. I thought it was misleading, but I bet myself when I'm in Vegas occasionally. So I don't mind going and playing cards. I just didn't like the way the thing was run. I guess now we see, because here's the thing. I hear the ads. I think maybe it's DraftKings that says this weekend only, if you make a bet on the Kansas City Chiefs game, that they will get at least 1 yard of offense, because you know they'll get a lot more than that, we'll pay out and we'll double your bet. So in other words, it's a $50 limit. What they're basically doing is saying, we'll give you $50 if you download the app and bet on the Chiefs this weekend. Well, the wording in the way this thing was put together says that those companies get to write all of that off against their profits, which reduces the amount of money they might ultimately have to pay to Missouri schools, correct?
Well, of course. I mean, this is a legal industry now. So
right.
That's the first thing any legal industry in our state or in the country does is they have a lobbying team. And what's the lobbying team? They lobby the legislature to change the tax code to make them the most profitable they can possibly be. So You know, the fact of the matter is that Missourians only have a certain amount of money. You know, they 100% of whatever money they have to spend, they go and they spend it. And by legalizing gambling and legalizing marijuana, what we've decided is that it's okay if they allocate some percentage of those of their income to those things. There'll be no multiplier effect here. The dollars that get spent on gambling and the dollars that get spent on marijuana will just be dollars that would have been spent somewhere else. So, you know, it's just a sad reality of where we are. It all reverts back to our faulty initiative petition process.
Yeah.
If the threshold had been higher, this never would have come to be. If the threshold were higher, we wouldn't have legal drugs in this country, in this state either. So it is what it is. And until that gets fixed, we're subject to any industry with enough money that they can direct their monies this way and change our laws and circumvent the legislature.
Speaking of schools, you know, we were talking yesterday about how the Missouri treasurer is wanting to double the funding for the school voucher program, which, I'm, you know, obviously people are pushing back on that. But what's your take on this whole situation?
Well, it's been overwhelmingly successful. It's just Governor Kehoe in the last budget allocated a record amount of money to this program. There are this huge pent-up demand. The private schools that have existed up until now, independent of government funding, they have people paying full tuition. They have people that are being subsidized on scholarship that are created by the school themselves. I was with a gentleman who's involved in a startup school in the city, and we were at lunch when he announced that they had just received $72,000 from the state. This is last summer. And how excited that they were. And that was $72,000 they didn't have to go out and fundraise for because they were giving 100% scholarships to the recipients of these dollars. So the pushback is not coming from ordinary people. The pushback is coming as the logical place from the teachers unions and the establishment government schools that are out there, the leaders of those schools. And I think both Governor Kehoe is to be applauded for the record amount of allocation. And I hope the treasurer, you know, what the treasurer is essentially announcing is that he's going to advocate for it, that he'll lobby the legislature for more money, and he'll be in support of whatever Governor Kehoe can do. You know, this, by all accounts, this is going to be a very difficult budget making process this next year. It's the first time in, half dozen years that the amount of money coming to the federal government is going to dwindle. And it's been very easy to be an appropriator these last 6 or 7 years with record amounts of money coming from the federal level. That's why we had, you know, these multi-billion dollar surpluses have come from federal dollars. And it'll be interesting to see what Kehoe has in store for us in January, especially since he just announced that the elimination of the income tax is his number one goal. So it'll be an interesting session in that regard.
Well, it should be. And probably the governor pursuing the phased out, what he'll have to phase out the income tax over a number of years. That probably the opposition to that alone will probably clog up the legislature for anything, a lot getting done this year. Like Kim reported earlier, a record number of bills have been pre-filed heading into the legislature this year.
Yeah, that's just silly. That's just people run on the bills they file. You know,
yeah.
you're out campaigning. I've got a bill to make life wonderful for all Missourians and to make everybody taller and thinner and more wealthy.
We'd love that.
I filed that bill. Vote for me. You know, I mean, it's a stupid thing. You know, it's but you know, when you're, so we have 163 House members, and all they're there to do is to vote yes or no in the majority or minority. And so I don't blame them for filing bills. It gives them something else to talk about when they're out campaigning.
So how many of those representatives do you think are crafting those bills knowing that there's zero chance that it would ever pass, but they're doing it to check the box and say, just like you said, John, oh, look, what I said I was going to do on the campaign, that's what I did. I mean, do you think that the people who are filing them think that there's a chance they'd pass, or they just know not even, I mean, it's just not going to happen?
Well, they know. I mean, the average session, it's about 30 or 40 bills that actually get voted into law. And sadly, most of them are like making, jumping jacks, the official exercise in Missouri. But it's a weird thing. You know, we've talked about this before. Missouri is we're in session. for too long a period of time for it not to be a full-time job. Most states are in session for 90 days, and we're in session for almost 5 months. And there's a lot of downtime. And, you know, when you answer the question as a state representative and state senators too, you know, what is it that you do when you're down there? And then they can point to all the bills they filed and as things that they're advocating for and quote unquote fighting for. But in the end, it'll come down to what the governor wants, what the speaker wants, and what can get through the filibuster in the Senate.
Yeah, it's a good point. John Lamping, thank you. Be safe today.
Oh, for sure. I'm not leaving my farm.
Good.
I'll see you guys. Take care.
All right. See you now. John, former Senator John Lamping there. Good to get him on. And he's right. It's like, hey, look at me. Mm-hmm. Hey, I filed a bill to do this. And most of them understand that it's not going anywhere.
So 500 bills have already been pre-filed. He's saying, what, you average 30 or so bills that actually pass through per legislative session?
Yeah.
That's nuts. And I didn't realize that most states, the session's not nearly as long.
Well, I mean, some of them are full-time legislators. In Missouri, it's just 5 months. So they got 5 months to get it done unless a special session gets called.
Which they did last year, and maybe it will again.
We'll see what happens for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News, and then next hour, Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, will get his thought on this controversy that's gone on over the reporting on this drug boat that got bombed twice, apparently, and there are people calling it a war crime and all sorts of stuff this morning. It's crazy town in Washington, D.C. We're back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.